from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Richard Coffin. There's still no official word on when Weedham Road will open for the winter. That's a 170-kilometer winter road that connects the James Bay coast to Highway 11 via Smooth Rock Falls. A mild winter is causing river crossings to take longer to freeze, according to Moose Cree First Nations officials on their Facebook page. Work crews have reached the halfway mark at both the northern and southern points of the roadway and will continue to widen, drag, and flood crossings. Last year, a cold and snowy winter allowed for Weedham Road to open for the winter. The road begins at Otter Rapids, just north of Smooth Rock Falls on Highway 634. Canada has achieved its target of 4.4% of French-speaking immigrants outside of Quebec in 2022. That announcement from Minister of Immigration, Refugees and Citizenship Sean Fraser in Sturgeon Falls. The feds say over the past year, more than 16,300 new immigrants have settled in Francophone minority communities across Canada. Officials say it's the largest number of French-speaking immigrants outside of Quebec that the country's welcomed since 2006 when they started recording the data. Fraser says it's a significant milestone and reflects the importance and contribution of French-speaking immigrants to the vitality and development of Francophone communities. Good news if you're looking to renew or get a Canadian passport. The federal government says a passport backlog has been virtually eliminated and processing times are back to pre-pandemic levels. When COVID-19 travel restrictions eased last year, passport offices were overwhelmed with applications as Canadians look to start traveling abroad again. Public Service Alliance of Canada union members will start to vote on whether to strike or not next month. The union represents 120,000 federal government employees. PSAC left the bargaining table in September and declared an impasse in negotiations with the federal government. The feds have accused the union of not bargaining in good faith. The strike vote begins next month and will continue until April. And scientists have moved the hands of the doomsday clock to 90 seconds to midnight, the closest it's ever been. Atomic scientists make the decision based on existential threats such as nuclear war, biological threats, and climate change. Doomsday happens at midnight, so the closer the hands move to the strike of midnight, the more danger they believe the world is in. Scientists cite the war in Ukraine, the threat of nuclear war, and the climate crisis as the biggest issues. It was moved to 100 seconds in the year 2020 and has remained there until today. To sign up for news alerts, visit MyTimmonsNow.com.